You are listening to Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is retired Air Force General Tom McInerney. He's also a Fox News military analyst. We wanted to get his thoughts today as President Obama gets dealt a defeat by his own party in Congress over funding for the closure of the Guantanamo Bay detention facility. Both the House and Senate have rejected it, saying the president doesn't have a plan. And now that the president has reversed course on military tribunals, as well as photos of detainees being interrogated, might we see an extension of Guantanamo or even a reversal of his executive order ordering its closure by January of next year? And General, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Greg.
A lot of people said that the administration kind of rushed into the decision to close Guantanamo just a couple of days after the inauguration, and now that they've had a chance to assess it a little more thoroughly, they realize doing this is a lot easier than just promising to do it. What do you make of this dilemma that we're now seeing the president facing?
Well, it's amazing what responsibility does to people when they now have to, versus the campaign trail. And he's got some very dangerous radical Islamists that he cannot let bring into the United States, and people do not want to take them at their host countries. So I think it is very, very interesting, and let's hope he makes the right decision. Clearly, the Congress is not going to let him bring them in the United States, according to Harry Reid and numerous other Democratic senators and House members.
And, of course, one of the things that he's run into in trying to convince other countries to take these prisoners is that their basic response is, if they're not very dangerous, why don't you take them in? So has he basically put himself in a position where he has to extend Guantanamo, or will he basically defy Congress and say, no, we will house them in maximum security facilities here in this country?
I do not think he will defy Congress. And so that kind of leaves him at a dilemma as having to retract. He's going to try everything he can do, but I think that he's going to have a very difficult problem in closing Guantanamo. But I think everybody said that initially when he made his announcement. So when you say defy Congress, he's got to get dollars to resource a facility, put these people in. If they don't give him the dollars, then he doesn't move them.
General, in terms of the image of Guantanamo, other countries have called for its closure. Obama himself obviously has called for its closure. Is this an image you think that can be rehabilitated, given the fact that I know you and others have been there and say that the way it's portrayed in the national and international media is a pretty far cry from what's really going on down there?
Well, it is a pretty far cry. And remember, it was the Democratic Party that are the ones that started the clarion of we have to close it, it's terrible, et cetera. Then the overseas people just picked up what the Democrats did, the bash Bush crowd. Now they've got to live with it. And for those people that still say it's terrible, let them take them.
What would happen if, in fact, the prisoners were brought to this country?
Well, the fact is, once you get them in the United States, then you start getting under our legal rules. And the question is, how are they brought in? It becomes a legal nightmare for us, in addition to nobody wants these people in their state or in their surrounding areas. So when you put the legal complexities plus the social complexities and the cultural complexities in it, this is a no-win for Obama if he brings them in the United States. He's going to start ensuring that he is a four-year president, and I don't think he wants to start doing that.
General, as I mentioned, you've been to Guantanamo. Describe for our listeners what the reality is down there.
Well, the reality is it is Club Gitmo. I must tell you, I don't think there's any prison in the United States that has such excellent facilities, that the food is so good, that the prisoners are cared for in such a responsible manner. Frankly, it's sickening. And I think that it has nothing to do with human rights. The fact is, these people are brutal murderers. They're radical Islamists. They have no respect for life or the sanctity of life and anybody else except radical Islamists. So, I mean, we're seeing that in Pakistan. We're seeing it in Afghanistan. We still see it in Iraq, where they blow themselves up. So the conditions that they're living in are as good, and their medical treatment is better than any prison, and in many cases, what the American population is getting their medical treatment is far superior. So I don't know why anybody's complaining about it.
We've got about a minute left here with retired Air Force General Tom McInerney. In general, this will probably be our last conversation before Memorial Day. And as you observe a day that's obviously very important to our nation and in properly recognizing the work of those who have worn the uniform of this country, yourself included, what comes to your mind and what will you be thinking about on Monday?
Well, I'll be thinking about where does a nation get such magnificent people as those that we have in our services today? It is absolutely amazing. Every time I go out into the field and see them, or when I'm in the Pentagon and see them, I just say that this nation is blessed, Greg, to have such magnificent people, and of course the veterans as well. So we ought to thank America that we have such wonderful people that will stand up and defend our country.
Well, General, I know that you've spent a lifetime in service to our nation as well. Thank you for that. And, of course, as always, thank you for your time today.
Thank you, Greg.
Retired Air Force General Tom McInerney. He's also a Fox News military analyst. This is Dateline Washington.